News. I'm John Scott. President Biden imposing new tariffs on imports from China. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president is raising tariffs on a range of Chinese-made goods, including semiconductors, solar equipment, medical supplies, and electric vehicles.
We're never going to allow China to unfairly control the market for these cars, period.
In a Rose Garden speech, the president accused Beijing of unfair trade practices by subsidizing industries and flooding foreign markets. China responded by accusing the U.S. of bullying. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, three people are dead in Louisiana after storms slammed several southern states, including many areas previously hit during one of the most active periods for twisters on record. The Louisiana Department of Health says a woman and her unborn baby were killed after Monday night's storm knocked a tree into their mobile home in West Baton Rouge Parish. Another person killed near the town of Henderson. A judge in Delaware has denied a request by Hunter Biden's lawyers to delay his federal gun trial set for next month. The judge rejected Biden's request to delay that trial until September. President Biden's son is accused of lying about his drug use in 2018 on a form to buy a gun he kept for about 11 days. More Americans may be traveling Memorial Day weekend.
AAA is predicting an increase in travel this Memorial Day weekend nationwide compared to last year and the second highest on record. The agency says nearly 44 million people will go 50 miles or more from home. That's a 4% increase over last year, and that comes close to matching 2005's record high.
Tasha Stevens reporting. The Dow up 125 points. The Nasdaq up 125 points. This is SRN News. Decency experts issue a warning.
They are concerned about Disney's plan to unveil a new streaming bundle that will include HBO Max, best known for its production of explicit content. The Parents Television and Media Council says the partnership is, quote, akin to putting the Playboy Mansion inside the gates of Disneyland, and will give children access to some of the most sexually explicit, graphically violent, and profane content available on streaming platforms today. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Turkish President Erdogan formally converted an ancient Byzantine church in Istanbul into a mosque, sparking outrage amongst Orthodox Christians around the world. The move comes 4 years after Erdogan's government first designated the unused but historic Church of St. Savior as a Muslim house of prayer. Christians are still smarting from Erdogan's decision in 2020 to reactivate Turkey's landmark Hagia Sophia as a mosque. This is SRN News. At a news conference, the Minister of Emergency Management and Climate Readiness for British Columbia, Bowen Ma, says a fire raging near Fort Nelson in British Columbia's far northeastern corner has forced evacuations.
To those who have evacuated, I know that this is an extremely difficult time, and I want you to know that supports are available if you need them, including accommodation, food, and incidentals.
Meanwhile, smoke from Canadian wildfires prompting health warnings across the upper Midwest for a second straight year. Smoke from fires burning in British Columbia and Alberta have settled over parts of Montana, the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says smoke could reach as far as Iowa and Chicago by late Tuesday. Nearly 90 fires are burning in Canada, and prevailing winds driving it south and east. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.